UC Berkeley is experimenting with an unusual solution to its student housing crisis. The university is matching graduate students looking for affordable digs with senior citizens who have space in their homes. As part of our California Dream collaboration, CalMatters' Felicia Mello reports.
About a dozen graduate students gather in a meeting room on the UC Berkeley campus. They're here to learn about a new way to get cheaper housing, living with retired UC employees. It's called home sharing, and it's an idea more campuses around the country are experimenting with, as homeowners age and students struggle with rising rents. For senior homeowners, the selling point is extra income and companionship.
People want to continue living in their homes, and people are living longer and retiring later.
Andy Gaines is the executive director of Ashby Village, a nonprofit that partnered with UC Berkeley's Retirement Center to launch the pilot program.
Oftentimes, as people retire from the workforce and their friends or family die or move away, they are left more isolated.
For grad students, the attraction is below market rent. In Berkeley, that means under $1,000 a month for a room in a shared home. A pretty sweet deal in one of the country's most expensive housing markets. Alyssa Mathewitz is a PhD student in metabolic biology.
I thought the program was really awesome because housing is just so hard to get for an affordable price.
She's currently spending about $1,500 for a room in a house near campus. Home sharing would lower her costs, but she says that's not the only draw.
It'd be great on our end too to get to learn more about the university and what it was maybe like back then when they were working there.
Students and retirees who want to home share need to pass a background check. What happens next is kind of like a dating service. Homeowners read students' profiles and decide who they want to meet. When a match is made, the two sign a home sharing agreement, outlining things like who will clean the bathroom and whether the student can have overnight guests. Similar programs are underway at Humboldt State and New York University. But convincing retirees to open their homes might not be an easy sell.
And can I get anything to drink?
Ed Vine is a former scientist at the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory. He and his wife have been hosting her 19-year-old cousin at their home in the Berkeley Hills. It's not part of the UC Berkeley program, just a short-term arrangement while she figures out what she wants to do with her life.
We didn't know what she was like, what she was thinking.
Ed says overall it's turned out well. But there have been a few hiccups. For one, she takes really long showers. Ed studies energy efficiency and notices.
We had to tell her, you know, try to shorten your showers.
His wife likes the extra company. But when Ed got an email inviting him to sign up for Berkeley's home sharing program, he wasn't sure.
For me, I'd like having it just my wife and myself.
Organizers hope that focusing on graduate students will make home sharing appeal to more homeowners. They're seen as more studious than undergrads, more responsible. Volunteer mediators will help the new housemates sort out any disagreements. If the program is successful, it could expand to other UC campuses. In Berkeley, I'm Felicia Mello.